From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The move by credit rating agency Standard & Poor's to cut its outlook for U.S. government debt is having ripple effects on foreign stock markets today. Major Asian stock averages closed down about 1%, as did the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Wall Street on Monday. S&P sovereign debt rating chief David Beers says the announcement by S&P reflects skepticism about the ability of lawmakers and the president to work out a deficit reduction plan.
Uncertain to us whether the Congress and the administration, as they're now trying to do, can come up with an agreement over the next couple of months, or indeed between now and the elections next year, that will make a big dent in that debt trajectory.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor sees the S&P announcement as a wake-up call.
My hope is that wake-up call will spur Washington into acting in a serious way, not just to say we're kicking the can and doing things the way we've always done them.
A new Washington Post ABC News poll shows that pessimism about the U.S. economy has weakened President Obama's approval rating, which has fallen 7 points since January, down to 47%. But the survey finds he still holds an advantage over his prospective GOP rivals in the next election. Hundreds of firefighters are struggling to contain stubborn wildfires that are burning across a wide area of West Texas, and forecasters say there's very little hope of rain there this week. The blazes are threatening hundreds of homes and weekend retreats near a lake in the region. Holly Huffman with the Texas Forest Service says fire crews are being rotated and rested to combat fatigue.
Thankfully, we've got a huge force that we can tap from and get guys in, then get them out, let them rehab a little bit, and then get them in again, because this is going to be a battle that goes on for a while.
Huffman says the blazes are spreading because of parched conditions in the state. Many residents and businesses along the Gulf Coast are still waiting for reimbursement for the damage they sustained from last year's oil spill. But Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO says the administrator of the $20 billion fund set up by BP for that purpose is defending the process.
Gulf Coast Claims Facility Administrator Kenneth Feinberg says a half million people and businesses have submitted more than 850,000 claims. Almost $4 billion has been paid out. But many residents of the Gulf region still complain the process is confusing and slow. A federal judge has told Feinberg to make it clear he's acting on behalf of BP in keeping claims out of court. The claims office will continue operating through August 2013. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Security forces in Syria have been firing at hundreds of anti-government protesters today. Syria's government is accusing them of armed insurrection. This is NPR News from Washington. Workers at Japan's crippled nuclear power plant are trying to pump some 25,000 tons of radioactive water from the basement of a turbine building there. They're hoping that once the water is pumped out, they'll be able to access cooling systems that were knocked out by last month's tsunami. Coastal communities in northern and central California are anxiously awaiting federal assistance for the damage they sustained from the tsunami. Sean Ramaswan of member station KUSP reports the waves that traveled across the Pacific caused an estimated $48 million in damage.
Efforts to salvage sunken boats and rebuild crippled harbors began immediately in Crescent City, Santa Cruz, and several other coastal communities. Governor Jerry Brown and many of the state's federal representatives wrote letters to President Obama asking for disaster relief funds in early April. The money now comes as California is struggling with a $15 billion budget shortfall. For NPR News, I'm Sean Ramaswamy in Santa Cruz.
The White House says a free trade agreement between the U.S. and Panama is getting closer to reality. NPR's Scott Horsley says President Obama will meet with his Panamanian counterpart at the White House next week.
The White House says it's satisfied with Panama's efforts to secure labor rights and avoid becoming a tax haven. So the Obama administration is now prepared to move forward with a Panamanian free trade agreement. That's one of three trade pacts the president inherited from the Bush administration and that he's working to finalize with some adjustments. A South Korean trade agreement is the biggest of the three. Some congressional Republicans had threatened to hold up that deal unless Panama and Colombian agreements were also ready for approval.
That's Scott Horsley reporting. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for